Blog Talk Radio. Pandora Rose, and this is my guest co-host. Yum yum.
Hello. I salute you all.
You should, after missing the last few shows.
I'm sorry.
You're lucky you don't get the frying pan.
Oh. Great. Thanks.
Well, you know, you haven't been on the show in just so very long.
I know. God.
Were you trying to pull a little alley cat?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, that was the plan.
That's what I thought.
Indeed. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay. Just to let you know, I'm hearing a bit of an echo of myself through you.
Ooh.
So.
How about now?
Testing. Yeah, I still hear it.
Oh, darn. Let me just see.
Yeah, I love to hear myself talk, but, you know.
I know.
There's just sometimes I just don't want to hear myself.
That better?
Testing. Yeah, I'll live with it.
Okay, I don't know how to fix it right now.
I hear the first word, and that's it. So, maybe if I talk really, really fast, I won't hear it.
Hold on, let me just... If I mute myself, I must test if you still hear me, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Still here?
Still here.
How's that? No, you
didn't.
And now you hear yourself again, I guess?
It's okay.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
Yes, it's our life. It's our life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We just gotta live with it.
Yes. New year, same technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Oh my God, you missed last week. Okay, so tell us, what did you get for Christmas?
I didn't get anything for Christmas. We don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's
with,
right. I forgot.
With presents here.
I forgot. Sorry.
But I did gift myself a few ponies.
Okay. Those are always the best gifts,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Those definitely are.
Yeah.
Well,
bringing me some self joy.
Well, what did you get yourself?
For Christmas or just what I missed?
What did you get? In general.
In general. Okay. Were the last ponies I talked about? Which I
got? Oh my god, it's been so long ago. You want me to remember that? I don't remember the last ponies I got.
Let me see. Did I talk about the Happy Glow?
No.
No. Minton Card Hip Holly?
No.
Complete Hippity Hop?
Oh.
Okay. Let me just see. Oh, I did talk about the Minton Card Wizard, right?
Yeah, that's boring. That's old news.
All right. So I got some Italian advertising advertisements.
Ooh.
A G1 push sticker of Lily the Flutter Pony.
Ooh, nice.
I got a lot of G1 ponies and a French Minton box Pretty Parlor, which will be an upgrade, which is an upgrade. Almost complete baby AJ, missing some accessories and her sticker. Boo. But she's mint, so.
That makes sense.
Yay. Let me see. A Minton Card Merry Moments. Minton Card Golden Glow with the clip-on wings. Kiss and Makeup, the UK pony. This one will little Alley Cat really like. A Italian Minton Box Baby Pony Flop Flop.
Oh my god, dear God, you know, definitely the next time you're suddenly gone from the show, you'd be realized we will be coming and, you know, trying to save you from the pile of ponies, but of course, you know, a few may just fall into our bag while we're attempting to save you.
Ooh, I watch my ponies carefully. but that one is a Minton Box Buzzer. In Italian package, and in Italy, they were advertised as baby pony flop flop. Very cute. Some My Little Pony soundtrack records on LP and on cassette.
Ooh.
A whole lot of accessories. I'm not gonna list them all. Some German My Little Pony merchandise, pamphlets and posters and stickers, etc. Spanish Galaxy, some Minton Card ponyware, and a lot of G1 ponies, G1 baby ponies with accessories, and a Italian My Little Pony comic.
Nice.
And that's just about it. So,
wow.
Was it me? Are you typing?
Sorry, I'm in the holiday swap on the arena. You know, I haven't gotten my box yet. Unfortunately, my partner hasn't gotten their box yet because I've just been busy as a beaver the last couple of weeks.
Oh.
Yes, I got a new job.
Mm. But that's good. Pony money.
Yes, two jobs. Plenty of pony money.
So, did you get any pony joy?
No. I'm still waiting for my swap box. As soon as my swap box gets here, then I'll have a lot of pony joy.
Yay. That's exciting.
Yes, it will be exciting once it arrives. But unfortunately, my partner is still waiting for their box, too.
Well, that's fair.
Well, I've been making homemade stuff for her, and I figured I'd be done with it 2 weeks ago, but then with the new job, the holidays, I get home late, And yeah, it's just been.
Yeah, I have. I'm at the end of my vacation now, my winter holiday.
Ooh.
And it was. I've been very busy.
Yeah, I can imagine. You haven't been on the show.
No, right. I have all that social stuff and that. Gotta meet up with friends, and that takes a lot of time. And of course, do the school homework and projects and stuff. Blah. Not really fun.
Okay.
So, but I'm here now, so.
Whoopee!
Yay.
Heck. Heck. Thomas. Shippy Kimmy.
Sorry, she just wanted everyone to email her, and it's like, I want to get my email to her as quick as possible. But I feel so bad.
Did you catch on the new My Little Pony Arena update?
Which update?
Well, the arena is going. They are going to transit the old arena to a new arena because as you would have noticed, anyone that used the arena. Kind of falling apart with a lot of database errors and etc.
Yeah, I tried posting about the show and I couldn't get to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you gotta be kidding me.
But
so I couldn't.
They are moving it, all the content they are moving it to a new arena.
Oh dear,
so
another blackout.
Yes. Yes, indeed. For the next 4 or 6 hours or so, they are telling you to stay off the arena as much as possible. So, after that, hopefully, we'll have a new arena.
Woohoo!
With running properly. Wood.
Good question. So where they posted that? Because I'm trying to find it.
On Facebook.
Oh, okay. That would explain it. I'm not looking at my Facebook.
Well, you should.
Well, as I said in the post, you know, it's a new year. We ended the last year. We're going to begin the new year with finishing the last year of the G2 line.
Yeah.
So we have given them ample time, you know, to get people to know them, to love them, to cherish them,
mm-hmm.
and maybe not to take and toss them so casually aside.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, am I really trying to reach here. So, you missed it. We went through the first two sets. Anyone left? I went through three ponies in 13
right.
minutes last week.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it?
Yes, I can, because I've listened to that post. Podcast.
How bad did I really not give them enough love, as little Alley Cat said?
Well, I'll see it through the fingers for this time.
You know what?
It's a saying here in the Netherlands. I don't know what it means. How to translate it into English. But we'll just go with it. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I forgive you.
Okay. I guess that means, yes, I did give them injustice. But, you know, to be fair, I was by myself. I had nobody to talk to. I had talked to the wall.
Yeah.
And the wall refused to talk back until, luckily, some ex-Summer Blade came on. She rescued me from my boredom.
She came to the rescue.
Yes. And then the rest of the night, we went through four ponies.
Woohoo.
You know, the next hour and 45 minutes, we got through four ponies.
I'm proud.
I guess that is better than our normal.
I'm touched.
But are you ready to move on to the next set?
Sure.
And, of course, this set is that one set that everyone... I think it's a love-hate relationship with these guys.
Oh, really?
Because of the... they're adorable. They're, of course, the fancy dress ponies.
Oh.
And they each come with a little outfit that matches their... Hold on.
Fancy dress ponies? Are you talking about the dress-up ponies or the fancy hair ponies?
The dress-up ponies with their costumes.
All right. Why? Who would have a hate relationship with those?
Well,
Look at the costumes.
But let's talk.
They're adorable.
Their outfits are adorable. We'll start off first with Teddy, who is yellow. Her mane is yellow mixed with blue. Her tail is light yellow with the dark blue mixed in. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels. And her symbol is a blue bear's footprint.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the love-hate relationship comes into the fact that in the package, she is wearing her brown bear costume. And you don't get to see the loveliness of her.
What?
You know, you don't get to see the butt print, you know?
Yes,
you do.
You don't
get to see the hair. You have to take her off the card to see that.
Well, here, you have another secret surprise set. Then. But you can see her cutie mark. Because if you look at her Minton card, they have a sticker on front of their plastic package, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And it says which set she is in, and under that is her name, and to the right is a little circle with her cutie mark.
But it's not the same.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You don't get to see it on her.
Now you have to buy her and card her. And little Alley Cat is good.
This is true. She is great at that as a chick. But, you know, you do have to admit, yes, her brown bear costume is really cute. And it matches her name, Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
She has four yellow shoes that have four different markings on the bottom. The MLP logo, rainbow logo, a smiley face, an apple, and a heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those shoes kind of make up for it.
You can stamp them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
stamp them?
Yes. Yeah, stamps. They're little stamps.
Oh, see, now I never knew that. You learn something new about G2s every week.
But I wouldn't try and use them with paint or ink.
Yeah, that would ruin the shoes.
Maybe with clay or Play-Doh.
Yeah, but that might even ruin the shoes.
Nah, not really. If you're a careful child and you wash them off. Hey.
Yeah, you never evidently saw me with Play-Doh. Wait, you never did. You weren't born then.
I mean, I never did see Play-Doh.
Hmm?
I did play with Play-Doh.
Yes, but you never saw me with Play-Doh.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Careful is not my middle name.
You are a few years and an ocean away.
Yes. Well, what about a Dutch name for this girl?
Her Dutch name is Bruine Beer, which translates to brown bear.
Perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I just have
not
to
as
say.
Cute, not as cute as the English name.
Yeah,
but it
Teddy. I love Teddy. She's a teddy bear pony. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's so cute. I want to get her. With her costume. But not mint on card. I ain't going to spend that much money. I might have two jobs, but I still need to pay the bills. Okay, are you ready for the next girl?
You already talked about her accessory, so...
Yep. So let's go ahead and huff and puff.
All right.
Yes, her name is Puff. She is so cute. But this one... Oh, wait, yeah, you can't see her head. You know, this is the one bad thing. You can see their heads, and that's about it. Well, she is light blue. Her mane...
What do you mean you can see her head? If you flip the package, you... Oh, no, wait. Never mind.
Thank you. Her mane is light yellow with light green. Her tail is the same shades mixed. Her eyes are light pink with clear jewels, and her symbol is a little green dragon. And it's a cute little green dragon. It looks like a little baby, like one of those little puffy baby dragons.
Yeah, sure. All right. We'll go with that.
You'll disagree?
Yes. Kinda.
Okay. What do you say? What are you saying?
Is this another personality of yours?
Yes, it is. What are you saying?
You're scaring me.
Okay, I'll put this one away. Okay, I'm back.
Oh, thank goodness.
You don't want to hear me at work then. I'd probably have you running out of the room.
Alright. Oh no, she's back. Save me. Please.
We'll then start
Don't
talking about
me.
The dragon symbol.
Okay. It's kind of a frolicking dragon with hearts.
Oh. Okay.
Not much of a spike dragon. Sorta.
Well, it's still cute.
I don't know how to describe this properly.
I like my description better because it looks like a puffy little baby.
Okay, all right. Whatever you prefer.
Okay. Yes, I'm the host.
And I'm your guest.
Exactly.
You should be nice to me.
No.
All right.
Excuse me.
Yes, you must.
I don't think so. Anyway, she comes, of course, with a costume, and it is a yellow dragon costume. And if you really look at it... Yellow and green.
Correction.
Sorry. Is it me?
Yeah, you better
me?
Be.
Is it me? Mm-hmm. Or is this an adult version...
Of who?
Of the baby... Yellow dragon costumes from the G1 line.
No.
Why not?
Because the G1 baby costume didn't have, like, sleeves. This one has 32.
It had sleeves.
No, but not, yeah. How do I explain this? you couldn't fit shoes around the sleeves of the Tulum baby costume.
Well, no, because they were like bloody pajamas.
Holes. Yeah, they were more like baby pajamas.
I meant everything but the feet part.
The G2 one has teeth.
Well, you know, the baby just didn't open up its eyes yet, first of all, and it didn't grow its teeth.
All right. We'll go with that. You win.
Thank you. I know I win.
What?
I said, I know I win.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This time. I'm watching you.
Hmm.
Better watch out. So.
Anyway.
Awkward silence.
No, someone's having an issue with Rainbow Forest. It's for some reason telling them that it has malware on it.
Yeah, it did the same thing for me. But I'm careless and said ignore.
Okay, because nothing popped up for me. And I have Norton. I have top of the line.
I have
$50 every year. No, wait, I'm sorry, $80 a year. So, I don't know what's going on with it. That is very, very strange. Very strange indeed. But back to her accessories.
The normal Amy.
Yes. She does come with green shoes that has the same markings as Teddy does. So, is it me or are all these shoes going to be just different colors with the same markings on them?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Help. A Dutch name, please.
Her Dutch name is Lieve Draakje. Of Lieve Draak. Which translates to sweet dragon, I think. Yes.
Very cute.
Which fits her more, I think.
Yeah. Definitely.
Aha, I win.
Oh. Well, come on. You want to move on to the next girl?
Sure.
And my God, holy pink. Oh, a holy pink Batman.
Mm-hmm.
This is pink on top of pink on top of Barbie walked up to her and puked on her pink.
No. She's not. Yeah, she's pink.
Pinkie Pie isn't as pink
kinda,
as she is.
No, indeed. But it's kind of offensive to say that Barbie puked in a pony.
Yes, this is true. Well, it looks like someone just said one day, hey, let's, you know, add a little bit of something else to the pink.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what came out. They probably had to put sunglasses on and went, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'd suggest, we slip an outfit on her.
Instead of pink elephants, they saw pink ponies.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. They took and they accidentally bumped into the pink dye before they went out to go and have a drink that night. They came back and they looked, and yeah, they were seeing pink ponies instead of pink elephants coming off the line. And they didn't realize they had made pink ponies.
Okay.
I mean, this is not a shade. I don't think I've ever seen this shade of pink.
I think you've just overused the word pink in this show.
Why?
Just because I don't know.
I think I have not. But let's go ahead and explain her. Her name is Honey, which makes no sense because she is pink. Her mane is light pink and dark pink. Her tail is light pink and dark pink. Her eyes are light blue. Thank God there's another color on her. But it's that funky, her eyes have that funky blue tint that just, I mean, that you, that blue tint, that purple-blue tint. And it's just like you just draw right up to the eyes, past going right past the pink. With clear jewels and a pink carrot on her bum.
I thought, at first I thought it was a microphone.
No, it's a carrot.
Yeah, which I know.
Goes with her outfit. Mm-hmm. It goes with her outfit, which is a white rabbit costume, which at least that cuts down on such... all the pink. I would suggest you put that puppy on her and leave it on her. Unless you want to wake up in the middle of the night and see glowing pink.
Pink doesn't glow in the night.
In my house, it probably would. But then she comes with pink shoes and a pink.
Light pink shoes.
Light pink.
She likes to be light.
They're dramatically light. Lighter than she is.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely tell she's wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what I don't get is her name is Honey, but yet she has a rabbit costume.
Well, I think they meant it as like a sweet girl.
I don't know.
She's a cute girl. Like Clever Clover would say honey to her.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
She's the sweet girl.
Yes. In a bunny costume. I love that bunny. Mm-hmm. That bunny costume is so cute.
That is just so completely adorable and
she's
cute.
She's the Playboy pony.
Oh my, you actually know that.
Huh?
Oh my, I am blushing here.
Why?
The Playboy pony. The Playboy pony. Oh my. Oh my, when did we get so racy? The Playboy bunny pony.
Because she is a bunny pony.
Oh my.
That's why. And she's got honey.
Oh my. Oh, so then she's the bunny honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is like a random reference from that since you brought it up. They used to have clubs and... this is even before my time. And they would always have their name, but they were always... the bunny, their name. So this one would be the bunny honey.
Alright, yeah, it fits.
And by the way, everyone thinks you're just way too young and innocent to know about the Playboy bunny.
Really?
Yes. And of course, wait a minute, this is another one we're talking about.
For goodness sake, I'm 17. Really?
Yeah, well, you still need to be a couple years older. Oh dear God, okay. I'm starting to sound like a real adult here. This is scary.
You sound like my grandma. And then even worse.
Stop doing that, you youngins.
Oh dear God, you've now talk about making me feel old.
Well, you brought it up yourself. Hmm?
Oh, see, now everyone's saying you're just a baby.
Baby. No, I'm not.
You're still a minor by U.S. standards, though. There you go. There you go.
I bet I'm bigger than you.
Okay, how tall are you?
I don't know, 1.7 meters. I don't know in inches. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Let's someone needs to convert that 1.7 meters.
Yeah. Hold on.
Convert meters into inches. Yes, that's what I meant. Let's see. You said 1.7 meters?
Mm-hmm. Which is 170 centimeters.
66 inches.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got to do that in feet now.
67 inches.
Inches to feet. 67. Hold on. We're almost there. Ha! I'm taller than you are.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No, wait. I'm 5 foot five. According to this, you're 5 foot 5.583333333. Darn it, you're like about like two, like a milli-inch taller than me.
I might be taller, though.
Okay, fine. You win this round.
Oh, I win. Again. In your face. No, I take that back. That was rude.
No, that's okay. Yeah, you did get me. Okay, fine.
Please be nice to me.
I am being nice to you.
Okay.
I haven't muted you. I haven't gotten you off the phone. Oh, wait, Summer X Blade. Okay, actually, you're 5 foot 7 inches. But Summer X Blade is still an inch taller than you.
Well, she's not on right now, so that doesn't count.
Yes, but you know, according to everyone in the chat room, we can all sit on you and put you in a timeout.
No, don't sit on me.
So, there you go.
Want to fight this out?
No, no. Okay, how about we move on? We move away from the Playboy Bunny pony. Well, you know, this is not as bad as what we did to Dancer. We made her the Mafia pony.
I know. I've listened to the last show.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, we made her the Mafia pony, so.
Why?
Well, because she's like all sorts of places put together.
Okay, now in my defense, I'm going to defend her. I'm her lawyer.
Uh-oh.
So?
We do not accept lawyers on this show.
Well, that sucks for you because I am not.
Oh my god.
Sleep makes me do funny things.
Yeah, it seems too.
Say funny things.
Man, we need to make sure you don't get any more sleep.
You know what? Oh. I think Mafia Pony fits.
Thanks.
There has to be a badass pony in the G2 line.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the one. She's the one who will cut up your pony if you don't pay in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, so you want the Dutch translation for, or the Dutch name for honey?
Yeah, go for it.
Her Dutch name is Grappig Konijn, which translates to Funny Bunny.
Ooh.
She's cute. The Funny Bunny.
The Funny Bunny.
Too cute. So, ready to move on to the last girl in this line?
Sure.
Well, the last girl, at least she matches her outfit. Except for I don't like her outfit because I don't like frogs. Because someone else that I had dealings with likes frogs, and I really don't like frogs because she likes frogs. But anyway, I digress. It, of course, is Water Lily.
Aww.
So I'd love to get her without her costume.
Why?
Because I hate frogs.
Why?
Because someone I hate likes frogs.
Why?
Why to what part?
Why does she hate frogs?
Not why does she like frogs and I hate them?
Oh, right. Yes? Why?
Because she likes them.
And why do you hate them?
Because she likes them and I hate her.
Why do you hate her?
Long story.
Mm. Can you tell it in short?
No.
Hmm. Okay. So you hate frogs?
I hate frogs.
Hmm. Is there another reason you hate them? Besides that person liking them?
That's the only reason. But let's digress and move on to describing the pony.
All right.
She is white. Her mane is light blue with dark blue forelock. Her tail is light blue and dark blue mixed. Of course, you can't really tell there's any light blue in that tail. Her eyes are light blue with green jewels. And her symbol is a green water lily. See, this pony, I mean, you put her in that costume, that just hides this girl's beauty. And I think this is the one pony, I think even Lil Alley Cat said, if she didn't come with the costume, then it would be great.
No, I think the green is pretty with the blue and white.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, well.
But on her own, she's pretty, too.
Yeah. She definitely is. But she does come with her green frog costume. Four yellow shoes, again, the same symbols on them. So.
Mm-hmm. And the generic bow comb. Which you all have.
Hmm?
The bow comb.
Yeah, they've all got that bow comb.
Mm-hmm.
I've been skipping it because it's the same one.
Well, you can ship the shoes. Do that. Skip the shoes, too, then.
So. Well, anything else you got to say about this girl?
Her Dutch name? Hmm? Her Dutch name is Gekke Kikker, which translates to crazy frog. And that reminds me of a certain frog.
Well, go ahead and tell the story.
You don't know Crazy Frog?
Mm-mm.
The little blue weird froggy. Wait, let me just look it up. It's just a frog that makes a funny sound. Hold on. Let me look it up. It's really funny. Okay, go ahead. Got it. Load. I'm sorry.
Well, I figured I'd give everyone something to listen to.
Do 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 Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Do 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 do.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, and that was the Crazy Frog.
Oh my god, okay, oh no. Now I know what he is.
You okay?
Yes.
Do you recognize it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh god, that is just too cute. Definitely, that is just too cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god.
Okay, moving on.
So you're ready to move on to the next girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to move into the fancy hair ponies.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy. Even their names are fancy.
Do you think her names are fancy?
Well, what would you call springling? Springy.
I call their names similar.
Oh, this is true.
Not very original.
I guess not. But their looks are really, really unique. I mean, I think their eyes are
I really like those two.
I mean, she's got her Springly's got her head tilted to the side, her foot up. I don't think, have we ever seen this pose before?
From which pony again? Oh, both, yes.
Where?
Yes, we've seen.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That's just the normal Ivy pose.
Oh, I guess looking at her this way, it just makes that pose just really look great.
Which photo are you looking at?
The one on Rainbow Forest.
just the normal G2 pony pose.
Well, I think it makes her look great.
Good.
So, anyway, she is, of course, yellow. Her mane and tail are blue, but it's more like an aqua blue.
Which pony are we talking about again?
The first one.
Just to clarify, what's her name?
Springly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, moving on.
Okay. And her eyes are purple with green jewels. And her symbol is a bright orange sun.
Yeah.
No.
She reminds me. She reminds me of the vacation UK vacation pony. What's her name again? Help me.
I forgot.
Good Weather. Is that her name? Yes, Good Weather. That's a UK G1 pony. She's yellow with blue hair and a smiling sun as her symbol.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She is too cute. She does come with that silly looking neon pink bead machine.
Mm-hmm.
In which, did that thing ever actually really work?
Yeah, it works. It really does.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Okay, good. I was always wondering. So what is her Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Zonnebloem, which translates to sunflower.
Ooh, that is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And that really matches her.
Yes, makes more sense.
Yes.
But of course, this next one, Spring Bee.
Yeah.
I think they're really stretching for this name. But
yeah,
she is mint blue. Is it really a mint blue? Or is it just blue?
More of a, I would say blue with a tint of aqua. Just a little bit.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so at least we know it's blue. Her mane is pink and purple. Her tail has these same colors mixed together. Her eyes are pink with pink jewels. And her symbol is a blue sunflower.
Yeah. I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of flower that is.
No. I don't even know. I know the name in Dutch. But
oh, a daisy. Someone said it looks like a daisy.
Just a blue flower. We'll go with that.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay, Dutch name, because her accessories are the same.
Dutch name is Korenbloem, which translates to blue bottle or cornflower.
Ooh.
Is blue bottle, would that be a correct translation?
Ooh, very cute.
You think?
Very cute. I love it.
Mm-hmm. She's really pretty.
She is. So, you ready to move on to the next girl?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the next girl is they're in the musical pony line. The first girl up is Jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to say about her?
She likes jazz.
Well, that is true.
I guess.
And she is green with blue mane and tail, which both have silver tinsel. Her eyes are light pink with blue jewels. Her symbol is a blue trumpet. And she has a little red heart on her chest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a little clear raised red heart.
Yeah, that thing looks like a big huge boil on her chest. Well, looking at it from the side, that's exactly what it looks like. Okay. And she also comes with a yellow trumpet, which makes a whistling noise when you blow into it, and a pink brush that when you brush her hair, she starts to play a song. And the pink star-shaped comb.
Yes.
So, anything you want to add to her?
I have a mint on card. And
what? You know, this is not supposed to. Is this supposed to be a surprise?
Oh. You mean that having her mint on card wouldn't be a surprise?
With you having her mint on card? No.
We'll do that at the end. I have a French commercial for these two. so I can play it at the end when we're done with those. Okay?
Okay.
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 All right. I get your point.
A Dutch name?
Our Dutch name is just Jazzy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hold on. Mom, stupid computer work. My internet browser froze.
Technical difficulties always on the My Little Pony Talk Show.
Yeah, tell me about them. Work. Work for me. I'm sorry. Please stand by.
We are sorry, but the monkey that runs all the workings has decided to pour a pop on all the machines. Please stand by while we take and tranquilize him.
With that monkey, you mean my brother?
Oh, man, that is bad.
How do you mean? I know, right. Monkeys have more brain. Sorry to all the monkeys I offended.
But I'm bump.
Burn!
You better hope your brother is not anywhere near you listening right now.
No, he's asleep.
Yeah.
Like normal people should.
Yeah, that's what you think.
At this time. Oh! Great, it worked. It works again. You said you get the exterminator for those dang it thing.
He keeps coming back.
Lazy woman.
It keeps coming back.
Well, send it away. Say there's no room for you anymore here. Goodbye.
It keeps just burrowing right back into the dirt. And he decides to wake up. Always during the show, you know, he can't just, like, you know, wake up another time. Like, you know, in 7 years. Like he's supposed to.
Well, you have to play the game. You have to say to him, like, I really like you and I'd like you to stay, but you can't, so you must go now. Okay?
Either that or take the pot of dirt and throw it out the window.
Yeah, or just smash it. But I don't like smashing bugs. I mean, maybe that bug has a family to care for.
Oh, wait. So I think some Rick Blade's coming in with the frying pan. Oh, there she goes.
Ow! Haha, you missed another person. Ooh, was not me.
I think it was the cicada. I think she
got... You better
be
careful now. Maybe he's going to get back at you.
Ow!
Okay, now I think she got it. I think she got it this time. Okay, there we go.
You're not a nice person, you know that.
No,
I actually hate you now for the rest of your life.
I don't like bugs, so there, we've got a great working relationship.
Okay.
Is there anything else about Jazzy?
No, not really.
Well, then I guess we move right along on to the next girl, huh?
Yep, you do that.
Okay.
Next girl up, of course, is Rocky. Whom is yellow with red and yellow hair. Her eyes are light pink with clear jewels, and her symbol is a green castanet.
Mm-hmm.
What
yes.
are those things?
Well, she comes with a castanet, so.
What is it?
It's the castanet.
Okay, obviously I don't know what a castanet is.
You know those Spanish dancers?
Yes.
With the click, 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 click thing?
Oh, that's what those things are called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My grandmother has one.
Oh, cool, now I know what that thing is. Woohoo!
Yay for you, you learned something
Yay.
Today.
Yay! Well, she comes with an orange set of those, which kind of makes sound when you use it. She comes with an orange brush that, again, does the same thing as Jazzy. She plays a song when you brush her hair with it. And an orange-shaped star comb.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to note that on the front of the castanetas, you, of course, have a photo of Lightheart.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Nobody ever said Hasbro made sense.
No, but when you see the My Little Pony logo, you mostly see it's not really Lightheart. It's a white pony with pink hair.
It's Lightheart.
No, it's not. Lightheart has more colors to her hair. Her hair.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
So, Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Fiesta.
Boy. I think we know what that means in English.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably also in Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, that means call the neighbors and let them know that that you're going to have about like 20 dozen or so people over at your house. So maybe they won't call the cops on you.
Okay. So, I have the commercial ready.
Oh, go play it, play it, play it, play it.
Okay, here it goes. And that's how they sound. So we now also know how they, what the music sounds like, if they actually work.
That is totally cool.
So cute.
Yes. I love it, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
So, are you ready to move on to the next girl? Well, evidently this next one's having an identity crisis.
Just one more thing about the musical ponies. They run on batteries, and when those when they don't work anymore, batteries are probably dead. and you can't replace them.
So it's not like the talking
not
ponies
replaceable.
Where you can just like
no.
Flip their rip their heads off.
Well, I suppose you can, but you have to break the glued the head of the ponies, and I don't know if that's really what you want to do with those.
Ah, so you can't just rip their heads open.
No,
shove your fingers down their throat, yank out the batteries, and shove new batteries down their throats and twist their heads back on.
Okay, you scare me.
I know. I'm just waiting for this to hit the chat room.
All right. No, I did it with those wedding ponies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Prince Blue Dream. He was full of rust. He had rust coming out from his neck seam and from his tail and from his hair, so I had to dehead him and take it. So I took a peek inside, and it's bounded with all kinds of wires, and there's you can't get to it easily. So I wouldn't bother and just let them be the way they are.
Okay. This is coming straight from the chat room because
I know.
Summer X Blade saying, "God, Panda, that's so gruesome." Hey, you know, you have a pony with its head basically ripped off telling you, "I love you," while you're ripping on its tail. He'd be gruesome too. And then Nishi is saying, "Wow, what an ill-conceived idea. Quote, unquote, unquote. This pony runs on batteries. Ha ha. Batteries you can't reach. Mwah,
I think it's more pronounced as mwah, ha, ha, ha.
Well, one of us got it right.
But I would rather prefer to have a talking pony that wouldn't work and is in good shape, rather than a pony that talks and has a hole in her butt or in her body.
Yes, well, we're still waiting on Miss Gadiman's chime in here, so you know we can't just skip along here. We got to wait for her to, because we need to know what she thinks about my ripping off the pony's head and shoving batteries down its throat. Because technically, if you really think about it, that's exactly what you're doing with the talking ponies.
By the way, since you've gone all pink with honey, now let me get back to you and talk about Rocky, right? Okay?
Okay.
Let me just say orange, 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 orange.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Oh, good. I'm getting better at her name. That's great. At Nishi's name. Yay! I'm doing something right. So, are you ready to move on to the next set?
Sure.
Well, this is, of course, the Fantastic Job Pony set. And evidently, the first pony up is having a gender identity crisis.
Oh, why?
Well, because she's called Miss Painter.
What?
But the Dutch text on the box says she's a he.
Let me just check. I have her he.
Mint in box.
Mint in box, and I might have a close up.
You know, this just, again, does not surprise us that you have this pony mint in box.
I know, right? Please stand by.
Please stand by.
I'm trying to find the picture. No. I don't have a close-up picture of the Beckard story. Or
oh, well. Do we want to just go ahead and describe her?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Miss Painter is neon green. His, her mane is bright red, and his, her tail is yellow.
Just
his,
keep
her
it,
eyes.
Keep it as a she, because she's called Miss Painter. Okay?
Yes, but, you know, we want to be politically correct here.
We already mentioned that she also could
okay.
be a he, which
okay.
makes her some pony that I'm not going to discuss right now. Yes?
Oh, dear.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, dear.
It's Ponies After Dark for me, so I can say it, but I won't.
Yeah, please wait till 10 o'clock here.
Okay.
Of course, probably by then you'll hang up. Anyway, her symbol is a purple palette with a brush. Totally goes with the painter motif. She comes with a brown easel with a picture, of course, of...
You would never guess.
You'd never guess in a whole wide world.
No.
No. Should we tell them?
No,
I don't think so either. I think
no.
It should be quite obvious as the pony that has been on every single picture in G2 Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think we should tell them. No.
I always imagine her if she can talk. If she would be a real pony and could talk. I would imagine her with a French accent.
Yes. Okay, I guess we'll tell you, of course, it's Ivy.
No.
Too late.
Keep them in despair.
Well,
that's the right word, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She comes with also a white palette with some colors on it, 3 tubes of paint, yellow...
Oh, no, hint.
Hint what?
Hint symbol. We're talking about her symbol, right?
No.
I wouldn't want to tell her what her symbol was.
We already said it's a purple palette.
No! Okay. What were we talking about then?
I don't know. What were you talking about?
I think we both confused
ourselves. Okay, let's just continue here.
I want to get this straight, or it will bug me for the rest of my life. You said that we shouldn't tell them something?
Yeah, the pony that was on the picture.
Oh, okay. But it's totally not Ivy.
No, it's totally not Ivy, no.
Totally not.
No, you know.
Totally not.
But, you know, she does come with 3 tubes of paint.
It's the Playboy Bunny. Without a bunny costume.
Oh, my. You know, she really is quite a poser for Playboy.
Arnie is posing.
Oh, dear.
Showing her full pinkness.
Dude, I think I'm gonna have
okay.
to change the rating for this episode. My God. Oh my God. Even I'm blushing here.
Why? Burn it, honey.
Hmm?
Why are you blushing?
Nothing. Okay. She comes with tubes of paint, yellow, red, and blue. She comes with a red and a blue brush, and she's wearing a red scarf, and her comb is green. She is also the best painter in Ponyland.
Mm-hmm.
So what is her Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Pimpernel, but I don't know what's the translation for that, so I will look it up.
Ooh.
The translation it gives me is Burnett. Does that make sense?
No.
What does that mean? Is it inappropriate?
No, it's not. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Oh, or sell it, Burnett.
Okay. Alrighty then.
I don't think there is a correct translation for that.
Probably not.
In Dutch it means a crafty pony.
Ah. Very cool. But ready to move on to the next girl?
Sure.
And you know, I think this pony is totally me. So, you know, hint, if anyone would like to buy me this pony and send it to me mint in box, I would gladly take it as a random act of pony kindness since I do this myself. And it's Miss Teacher.
But it sucks for you because I don't have her mint in box.
Aha. Uh-huh. But I am
If I would have, I'd totally send her to you. You know that.
There we go. Perfection.
But I don't, sadly. Too bad.
She would have been perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
You're a teacher, right? You're a teacher.
I am an instructor, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What do you teach?
I teach medical billing.
All right. Boring.
Not really. Trust me, you have the days in which
Explain why it isn't boring.
Well, let's see.
Because if I hear billing, my brain shuts up.
Well, let's see. You get to read people's medical records, and sometimes those can be funny as heck.
With juicy stories.
You get to argue with insurance companies to get them to pay you. And then you get to argue with the patients.
Does that involve shouting and screaming?
In my case, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I will be the one on the phone yelling and screaming at the other person, making them cry until they say, fine, I'll process the claim. At which point, I just happily say, thank you very much. Can I have a reference number? Thank you. Goodbye. Click. Haha, I got you to do what I wanted you to do. I am evil. I know. But she is blue. Her mane and tail are purple and pink. And you know what? Perfect, because I love purple and pink. I'm telling you, this pony is mine. Her eyes are blue with green jewels, and a pair of purple glasses is her symbol, and I wear glasses. Oh, my God. You can't get any more perfect than this.
Partners for life.
There you go. She comes with a purple and yellow blackboard with white chalk and a sponge to erase the chalk. The blackboard has a storage in the back with a rainbow on top. And she also comes with a notebook with... It's a picture of a pony. Should we say what pony it is?
Lightheart.
No.
Not Honey again.
No.
No,
she's decent. If she were on there, she'd at least be decent.
How about Springy Dee Dee?
No.
Puff. I'll go ahead and tell them.
It's Ivy, of course.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, the same girl. She is also wearing looks like it's supposed to be a white collar and a yellow necktie.
Mm-hmm. Choke tie.
Yep.
Kind of nice. Like it. Like it or love it.
Yep. You gotta either do one of those two.
Mm-hmm. So, what's it gonna be? Like it
I
or love it?
I love it.
Oh, no, you're just saying that.
No, I love her. She is so cute.
Okay. So, moving on to the next pony.
Oh, wait, Dutch name?
Oh, I almost forgot. Her Dutch name is Juffertje.
Ooh.
Which translates to... it directly translates to dragonfly, but it but it also means a it's also a kind of a name for a female teacher, because here in the Netherlands we have a we have a name for a male teacher and a female teacher.
Ah.
And her name is a kind of like a cutesified name of the female teacher.
Very cool. Very cool. Cool, very cool, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! Yay!
So you want to also tell something worth mentioning?
Oh, what is worth mentioning? She... Oh, yes! In her box is a map of Europe. You know, this makes you really wonder where Ponyland is really located.
Hmm. Indeed.
Possibly in the place where it decided to blow up.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, everybody knows G2's live in the Netherlands.
Yes, this is true. So there we
except
go.
Except for one G2, who lives in Spain.
Well, there you go. You know, we now know where Ponyland is located. There we go.
It's and there's, of course, also one pony who lives in the USA. You know about which ponies I'm talking about?
The ones that were for a very short period of time there?
No, I'm talking about the mail order.
Ah.
And the Spanish variation of the mail order.
Ah, very cool.
Did I confuse you?
No.
Okay. So, let's move on to the next pony.
Do you realize something? Including this next pony, we only have 8 more ponies for this entire year.
Well, good.
Do you think we can get through them all in one night?
Sure.
Let's
Why
try.
Not?
Let's try. Up next is...
Let's make Little Alicat proud.
Yes, and make pony history.
Yes. No, you already did that. Let's break the record.
There you go.
Let's do
Most
that.
Ponies in one night. Here we go. Miss Chef, she is a reissue of Sweetberry.
Very.
She has a dark pink mane. Her tail is peach. Her mane is silver tinsel. That's about the only difference. Her symbol is the same. Her eyes are the same. Am I correct?
I would say her hair is a different color.
Well, that's why I said her hair is different. Her symbol and her eyes are the same.
I think her jewel and her mascara or her outline of her eye is a different color.
Okay, they're all.
But her symbol is exactly the same.
There you go.
It's the same concept, only.
Yeah. And she
a bit different.
Yep. And she comes with a green kitchen. The oven and cupboard can open.
She also comes with a silver teapot, a spoon, a fork, a saucepan, a rolling pin, and a chef's hat.
And the comb. Don't forget the comb.
Oh, the little bow comb.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of this little set?
I think it's well put together. I mean, it'll break instantly, but and the little pieces will get lost in a second, but I think it's a very cool set. Also, the display box is awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. Because it looks like a little kitchen in there.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the regular old, you
know. Also, great for display. I mean, even people who don't collect Pony's Mint in Box would want to keep her Mint in Box, I suppose. Because she's so nicely displayed in her box.
Very
I would think so. So, but what do you think of her?
I think she is just absolutely gorgeous. You know, she does have a great concept to her. You know. Except for just the fact that she's a reissue.
Mm-hmm.
With different colored hair.
But I mean, we've seen Sweet Berry in the kitchen before. Right. The earlier Sweet Berry with the bigger kitchen.
Yeah.
You can't remember.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
With the raised symbol.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
So,
a Dutch name for this girl?
Her Dutch name is Frambosje, which translates to... what did it translate to again? Translates to... No, hold on. Why doesn't it translate? Oh, a little raspberry. I'm sorry.
Which still goes with sweet berry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta love those remakes. But at least one thing makes up for it.
What?
You know what's coming up.
Yeah. No. Oh, God.
It is the last year of them. And, you know, thankfully Hasbro thought ahead. And they gave us babies. And not just babies. Twins.
like we didn't see those before.
Yes, but these twins are actually really different. They are the Play Area Ponies. And first up is the twins with Slide. But at least these ponies, you can totally tell them apart because they're two different colors.
Uh-huh.
And these guys are named Sunshine and Sunny, which totally goes together. And of course you have the traditional G2 baby twin poses. One is in walking, one is in standing. Sunshine is he is pink. His mane is light pink with dark purple. And these two colors are mixed in his tail. His eyes are very, very light pink with blue jewels. And his symbol is a green slut.
Which makes you wonder.
It just really makes you wonder.
Pink pony is called he. And the green pony is a she.
Yeah, because Sunny is, she is green. Her mane and tail are light pink, dark purple. Her eyes are light blue with light blue jewels, and her symbol is a pink slide. Yeah, I don't think they thought this through well enough.
No, but they, but at least they gave them names.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. But they also come with a large green and pink slide with a pink comb.
Large.
Large. This thing looks
for,
like you
for
can,
their size, large. Yes.
Looks like you can fit 4 twins on this pony, on this slide.
So they're going to slide together.
This yes. Cute. But according to the back card, you know, Sunny just won't get off the slide.
Yeah.
So, Dutch names for these guys?
Their Dutch name, Sunshine is called Springer, which translates to jumper. And Sunny is called Sprinter, which translates to Sprinter.
Ooh.
Very happy?
Cool. Very cool, very cool. So are you ready for the Seesaw Twins?
The who?
The Seesaw Twins.
Okay. Oh, the cute little duckies.
Yeah, the cute little duckies. We, of course, have Rose and Lily. But they don't say which one is Rose and which one is Lily. So, pony number 1 will name Rose. Pony number 2 we will name Lily. So now they officially have names.
Woohoo!
Rose is pink with blue mane and tail. Her eyes are light pink with pink jewels. And her symbol is a blue seesaw. Lily is blue with pink mane and tail. Her eyes are light pink with blue jewels. And her symbol is a pink seesaw. So there. It is official. The My Little Pony Talk Show has spoken. Pony number 1 is Rose. Pony number 2 is Lily.
Why?
Because I say so. That's why.
You're not God.
I am the host of My Little Pony Talk.
I'm the guru. I should make the decisions here about the teachers, okay?
I pay the bill.
Well, I'm your guest.
I pay the bill.
Can I please call the, which one would you call Rose? The red one, right?
The first one. The pink one.
Yeah. That, that would kind of make sense. I can explain this, but I have to give their Dutch names first.
Okay, go for it.
Rose is called Hartedifje, which means heart thief. Ooh. And Lily is called Lachebekje, which translates to smiley face. I would see that the first pony is would be called Rose, because she's red. And but she could also, you can also call her Lily because her Dutch name is Smiley Face, and her she has a smile, and the other baby pony doesn't have as an obvious smile as her.
Aww.
I mean, the red one really smiles.
Yeah, she does.
You see her laugh.
Yep.
But yeah. But I think Lily would be more appropriate to her blue color, I suppose.
Yep.
Because that's the color of water.
Well, see,
and
that's
water lilies.
That's what Summer X Blade said. Roses are pink and lilies grow near water. That's blue.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Now, the pony has guru has spoken and said, red is rose, blue is lily.
There you
okay.
go.
Now it's legit.
We have officially given them names.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be said across the pony land.
Yeah. Spread the word.
Start spreading the word. We have named the ponies.
The decision is made.
Yes. But let's talk about their accessory, their uber cute accessory. They come with a purple seesaw that when you move the yellow ducks on the right and left, it really works. So you move the little duckies and it makes the seesaw work.
Yes, very cute.
It is too, so very cute. It is definitely really cute.
So
you ready for the next girl?
Or
next
sure.
set? The last set. The last set of baby ponies for the G2 line.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
Well, second to last.
Wrong.
The second to last. Sorry.
No. Also not. No.
Third to last.
Yeah. Okay.
Third to last. Okay. It is, of course, the Tricycle Twins with Roomba and Samba. And don't ask me to name these two because I don't know. But the first one is red, but she looks more orange to me. What do you say?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What were you saying again?
The first pony is red with yellow mane and tail. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels, and her symbol is a yellow ball, but she
yes.
looks more orange to me.
Let me see. Which set is this? The play area, baby. Twins. She's more of a, yeah, orange.
That's what I thought.
Kind of like a neon orange. A very bright orange.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah.
Never mind. The
Did
second,
you expect more?
Yes. The second is yellow with a red mane and tail. Her eyes are light blue with green jewels, and her symbol is a red ball. And they come with two tricycles in opposite colors, a white soccer ball and a mint green comb. And I saw these in Las Vegas, my very first pony convention. It must be Jules. What?
Their ball is light purple. Oh, no, wait, that's just a light.
It's white.
No, it's white. But they were also packed with either a white ball or a green ball.
Okay, thank you.
Over.
Thank you. Thank you. But I got to see these two actually at Must Be Jewel's booth. I think she was selling them at the time.
And you didn't grab them?
You know, I just didn't know.
Mint in box.
The box was with them. But, you know, I did not know the love of G2s yet.
You were ignorant.
I had yet to get one in my herd.
How much was she asking for them?
That was 2008. 2009.
I'm disappointed.
So?
I am disappointed. Let me just say, I'm not happy.
Sorry. Can we get some Dutch names for these girls, even though I know exactly what they're going to be?
Oh, we should name them first.
Go for it.
I would call the red one Roomba and the yellow one Simba, just because the red one, or orange, whichever you prefer to call it, is red, and Roomba is starts with an R, and red too. So, Red Roomba. And Samba, because that's the only name left. So, what's your opinion?
I agree.
Okay, I have spoken.
The guru has spoken.
First pony is Roomba. Second pony is Samba.
He has spoken.
I have spoken.
So, we are coming up on the last four. Oh my god, I think we are about to make pony history.
By the way, my advisor is failing on me. She didn't give me any advice.
Aww.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Bad advisor.
Oh, and suddenly she agrees with me. Ooh.
Well, let's go ahead and let's move on to the last four G2s. I can't believe it. We're almost done.
Yes.
Well, the last adult...
You mean like last six?
Six?
Six. Yes. Three adults and three babies.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Sorry. Six.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the purse ponies. First up is Autumn. She is pink. Her mane, it has white with purple, and her tail is these two colors mixed with some silver tinsel. Her eyes are pink with clear jewels. Her symbol is a yellow flower leaf with six dots next to it. Mm-hmm. She also comes with a yellow watering can, a green umbrella she can wear on her back, which has a rain cloud drawn on it,
mm-hmm.
and a yellow see-through bow comb, and her purse is pink and heart-shaped, and yes, her accessories are reissues of Princess Silver Rain.
Yes. I'm proud of you that you remembered.
Yes. She is gorgeous, though.
Mm-hmm.
She is gorgeous. I love that symbol. A Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Herfstglans, which translates to autumn shine, I suppose. Autumn. Did I pronounce it right? Autumn shine or glimmer or shimmer.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's just tinsel in her hair.
Yeah. It does. So you ready for the last girl in this set?
Sure. There were only two.
They kind of skimped out on you. Yeah, we're just going to do two. We're ending this line. Just do two.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is Snowball, whom is a greenish blue, believe it or not. Instead of,
mm-hmm.
I would have thought she would have been white. being named Snowball.
Okay, that wouldn't be logical at all.
Well,
because
I guess
if she was called Snowball, I mean, it, okay, it might be, but what would her symbol be?
This is true.
She's called Snowball. Because if you
print
a white snowball on a white pony, you don't see anything.
Well, I guess at least she's...
Unless it's Snowball with a certain color.
I was about to say, unless she was yellow. And that, yeah, that just would not, you know. So.
You know, calling a yellow pony Snowball...
Yeah, no. That is wrong. That is wrong on so many levels.
So many levels.
Even I admit that is wrong on so many levels. So many levels. So many levels. And I think the chat room is about to chime in on that. There's so many levels.
Because.
But we're going to continue to explain her. Her mane is purple with blue, and her tail has these colors mixed. Again, silver tinsel. Her eyes are lavender with green jewels, and her symbol is a white snowball.
Mm-hmm.
She comes with a white cape, two pink skis. Her comb is see-through white with silver glitter. And her purse is blue and butterfly shaped.
And just so everybody knows, on the back of the purse is a picture of the pony.
Cool.
Very, very cool picture. For Snowball, it's her with a painting brush in her tail. She's kind of painting, which makes no sense.
Yes, well. Are you saying it looks like her symbol is a paint thing?
No, her deck purse art.
Oh, okay.
There she's painting.
Oh, well. Again, this is one of those things where Hasbro was probably... They were out drinking. They were celebrating
yeah.
the end of the G2 line.
They were like, wham, 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 wham. Oh, they didn't even put any logical thinking
yeah.
in what they were doing.
There you go. Dutch name?
Our Dutch name is Sneeuwklokje. Which translates to, hold on.
Snow?
Nee.
I know what that means.
Dutch to you. It means snowdrop.
Well, see, I was close.
Close. So. Okay. All right.
Well, here we go. We're going to move right on into the last... play sets.
Hold on. I have a commercial that features the play area twins, the Fantastic Job, and the Wednesday afternoon ponies. I think it was, yes. Should I play?
I think you played this when we did Wednesday afternoon.
No. Did
okay.
I?
I think you did.
Why? And yeah, here's it again.
Okay. But not as cute as the next two sets, because these are the very last play sets of the G2 line.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, I'll play it now afterwards. The first up is the sailboat. And these, of course, are baby twins again. We have Coral and Ocean. I think Coral should be pink one, and Ocean should be the orange one. What do you think?
I think... You said Coral, the pink one?
Yep.
I don't know. I guess because Coral is very colorful, and so is the first baby.
Yep. There you go.
But when I picture Coral in front of me, I always think of a orange color. I don't know why, but I just think that.
Well, see, I think Ocean with the orange and blue.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
There we go. He agreed with me. Let's mark this down in history. He didn't fight me.
Don't push it.
Well, Coral is pink. Her tail is yellow and her mane is pink with a blue forelock. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels, and her symbol is a blue float.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean is light orange with a blue mane and tail. Her eyes are light blue with pink jewels, and her symbol is also a blue float. But what's great is this is the set with that big, huge boat, that sailboat, that I think everyone has seen. It's great looking. It's, the boat is pink with a white deck. Its sails have the MLP G2 logo on it and the well-known light heart's head in a rainbow hoof print on the other. You can remove the sails if you want. Insert two batteries into the boat. Turn on the switch and it actually moves around in the water.
Oh.
The pink pony has a bikini, while the orange one is wearing bathing trunks. Is the orange one a boy, maybe? And they both come with a blue comb. So
I think it. I would think that the orange one is good.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, Dutch names?
Coral is named Matrosje, which means, which translates to sailor, I suppose. And Ocean translates, or Ocean is called Zeilertje, which translates to sailor.
Very cool. Definitely matches their playset.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. It is the very last playset of the G2 line and the very last set of ponies.
Hold on. I have to play a commercial that features the sailing boat.
Quickly.
Okay. Okay, here it comes. And it actually shows that the sailboat really works.
Ooh. Very cool, very cool. So, are we ready to move on to the last one?
Sure.
The last playset is called My Little Pony Mansion. And it simply comes with a mommy pony and a baby pony.
Aww.
Mommy pony suffers from drumstick legs.
No. No, you're not going to say that about that.
But she makes up for it.
No excuses.
She is green. Her mane is pink and yellow. Her tail is the same colors mixed together, making it look peach. Her eyes are lavender with clear jewels. Her symbol is a white house. Her baby is light purple. Her mane is turquoise and purple. Her tail has the same colors mixed together. Her eyes are very, very light blue. They're almost pinkish, if you really look at them, with clear jewels. And her symbol is a blue baby drinking bottle. Am I right?
Hold on. I'm looking for yes. Yes, I agree with you.
The mansion.
The Mollyphonia is a really generic house.
Yeah.
As her symbol.
Yeah.
Like.
Gotta love it. But you know, that was the great thing about the G.
On a patch of. Patch of.
If you really think about it, that was, as we said, that was the great thing about the G2s. Their symbols were simplistic.
Well,
sometimes
no, this symbol is very detailed.
Yeah, well, somewhat simplistic.
It's a cartoon house.
There you go.
You would see in a cartoon.
There you go. But the mansion is one huge building. Its walls are yellow. The roof is blue. When it's closed, it's a house. When it's open, it's a house with a garden, including a swimming pool. The little windows in the door can open. You have to remove the fences from the first floor and the back of the garden when you want to close up the mansion, as well as the little stairs on the left and right of the garden. It comes with a cardboard grass play area and a yellow flower-shaped swing for the baby pony. It comes with over 20 accessories, some original, some early sets. The larger accessories include a blue bed, a blue table, a pink chair, a purple vanity, and a purple matching stool. The smaller ones include a pink clown toy, a yellow duck pull toy. Does that sound G1-ish to you?
What?
The yellow duck pull toy?
No. Yes, it does, but
But it doesn't look like it.
No. It doesn't have a string.
Right. A purple bear toy, an aqua drinking bottle, a bib, a purple lamp, a yellow soccer ball, a purple bear, a pink alarm clock, purple photo frames with sweetberry in it, a wireless phone, two cans of Coke, two purple glasses, two purple plates, cardboard strawberry and banana, and a pink comb.
What was the first one again?
Oh my god. So there you have it. This, I think, is the, if you think about it, what was that big, huge playset in the G1 line?
Paradise Estate.
There you go. This is the G2's version of the Paradise Estate, and that's what?
It makes you wonder, because this house has two ponies living in it. Yeah, right. But how did the mommy actually get the house? I mean, did she inherit it?
I think she inherited it.
But from which pony?
I don't know. But yes, this is it. This is the end.
Maybe from some random leprechaun that walked along and said they
yeah, we're about to lose the
like,
live audience.
If the Moochie can do Paradise,
we're
State,
about
can,
to
at
lose
least
the live
us.
Audience.
No.
Yes.
All right. 1 minute and
no.
5 seconds.
20 seconds.
All right.
So that
1 minute.
Is it. G2s are done. G2s are over. We hope you learned to love them. And until next week, Pony Night Night.
Otherwise, I will find you.
Pony night night.
Pony bye bye.
Night night.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye bye.
So there you have it, the end of the G2 line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it. So, does this mean you will leave us and return to your normal life?
Which normal life? I don't have a normal life. So,
wow, a new year, and we finished the G2s. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about more about the playset?
What we can.
All right. Do you have anything to say about it?
It looks huge.
What was the size of Paradise Estate again?
Huge.
How big is this playset again?
Huge.
No, you can't compare the two. I mean, I would think that it's the same size as the show stable. I don't think this playset is really that huge. It's big, but it's not like Paradise Estate huge. You know what I mean? Hello, hello?
I think it kind of looks like once you unfold it.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, if you unfold
thing.
Paradise Estate.
Yeah, Paradise Estate just kind of just takes up residence, and it's kind of more along the lines of, yeah, this is my neighborhood.
Takes up a whole house.
Yeah, you need to buy a house just for Paradise Estate. That will take up one room all by itself. Yes, this is the Paradise Estate room,
yeah.
And here's the pony room. Right next door.
Indeed. But I know this house is a reissue of some kind of doll's house.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Only just ponified. And the sailing boat was actually also a ponified boy's toy. It was actually just a toy for boys. They just ponified it. That's how it...
You've just broken my heart.
Why?
I thought it was a pony exclusive.
Well, it is. Only it's a reissue.
Okay.
I mean, you prefer the pony boat above the original boat, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Then you're good.
There you go.
But I have to say that I do have the commercial for this playset.
Go for it.
Okay. It's a very cute commercial.
Aren't they always?
Yeah. They're so adorable.
Yes, they are.
The commercial is about the baby lost his teddy bear, and they go and look for it.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
That is too cute. Well, you know, I have to say one thing. I have no clue what we're going to do next week. I didn't think we were going to be done with year 7 already.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't discuss the variations and the mail order ponies.
Yes, we did discuss the mail order pony because you brought them up.
I did. Where?
When we originally talked about Seabreeze.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, and I also talked about blue-haired Ivy, the variant?
Yep.
Mm. Well,
yeah, you talked about all that long before we even got to them.
Mm.
Back when you were doing things, you know, not of the rules.
Oh.
So, yes, G2s are officially done.
No. Well, you still have all the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we can convince little Alley Cat to do a merchandise show.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't convince her to do a G1 version.
Well, she's not here, so she can convince us not to. But just let me know if you need some ideas for the next show.
I think I have an idea or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess till next week. Pony Night Night.
Pony Night Night. Also, by the way, if you need any audio or sound files, just let me know and I can do that.
Oh, by the way, what happened to your website?
Oh, yes. I didn't tell you. I changed it. Instead of Pony Place, it's now Pony World. I kind of got tired of the whole Pony Place thing.
Yeah, last week we're like all worried about you. You know, we think you're under a pile of ponies. Your website is no longer there. You know, my God, talk about trying to worry us.
Okay. I like to.
You think you
are thinking of me. At least somebody is.
Yes, this is true.
I mean, for goodness sake, that's what my parents do, but anyhow.
We're thinking about coming and stealing your ponies, that's what we were thinking.
Well, you need to get here first. Okay?
I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I will figure that out.
You will do that.
But until next week, Pony Night Night.
You will ring the door, right? You will not crawl through the window or something like that, right?
Darn it! Oh, well, I guess I'm going to tell little Ellie Cat to change
because,
the game
because
plan.
Let me tell you, we have a very dangerous dog in our house. So if you come uninvited, I can't predict what will happen to you.
What kind of dog?
I should better not tell you that. No. No, it's a little sweet doggy. She won't do a thing.
Kind of sounds like my dog.
Scary cat.
He barks a good game.
Yes. But if you take one step closer, she will take two steps back.
Yeah, that's my dog. That is him, right? It's him in a nutshell. You take a step towards him, and he just starts back up.
Most dogs protect their owners, but we as owners protect our dog.
Oh, well. What happens sometimes. So, but yes, till next week, Pony Night Nights.
Pony Night Nights. Bye bye.
Good night.
Pony.
Is that it? Are we alone? Well, that was it. I hope you enjoyed the G2 roller coaster. Join us next week for God only knows what. Till next week, pony happies.